On today's MVP Baseball Podcast, we talk about all the latest MLB signings in the last week. We also give our top five players at each position. Each person gives their top five at each position. And we also get into the FanGraphs playoff odds, which are completely asinine. But first, without further ado, let's get it going. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden. I'm joined by three co-hosts. I'm Carson Mason. You're fucking dead. Fuck. All right. We're gonna talk about some of the signings. What the hell? We'll go with Arrieta first. Arrieta back to the Cubs. Jaime, go ahead.
Can you guys hear me? Yeah or no?
Yeah.
Yes, fucking speak about Arrieta.
Did my mic sound good? No. Okay. Yeah, this is like a top 30 fleet. Just joking, but he did not deserve 6.6. How much was it? 6 million? 6.5 million for a washed-up pitcher? Sorry, Cubs fans, but he'll not return to 2016 form. And follow at Cubs Win. Just message him saying Arrieta's washed.
I'm back now.
Okay, he didn't hear anything I just said. God dang it.
I told you I was going to take a piss.
Oh, Mason, you took a piss. Who gives a fuck? Okay, I'm going to say it again. Arrieta signing top 30 fleece of the offseason.
Oh, here we go.
That's all I have to say. I think Arrieta is the new ace now next to Kyle Hendricks.
No, it's Cole Stewart.
Oh, yeah, you can't forget him.
We have Zach Davies, asshole.
Is he even good?
Yes.
He will be our number two starter.
That's not saying a lot.
No offense, but that isn't.
Davies is a solid pitcher. Fuck ass.
That's like saying Madison Bumgarner is your second best starter. It's not saying a lot.
Yeah, but Bumgarner actually sucks. Davies is solid.
Yeah, exactly. What's his fit?
He's just like a three starter.
Davies would be the Tigers' ace. That's not saying a lot. It's like Bugs Dugout said that Jacob Stallings is the team MVP.
Damn it.
All right, Mason, yeah, Arrieta.
Bad signing.
Tick. Okay, well.
Overpaid.
Can I talk?
Okay, it's fucking Mason's turn. Jesus goddamn Christ.
Oh, I like the idea of a reunion. I think. I'm going to be honest, I think, okay, before I talk about it, I will say, I wouldn't, at first when you hear about it, you think overpay $6 million, yeah, but to be honest, I want to see it first, because coming back to the place where he was at his best, and all the fans and all that may play a part in it, so he may be a decent pitcher, and like, and at a showcase, like, he had to be doing something good that would get him an offer like that. So
he's actually a breakout candidate since he left Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Fuck Philadelphia. Yeah. Me and my whole Philadelphia.
Especially their fans.
Yeah, me and my homies hate Philadelphia fans.
I think the mental aspect plays a big part of it. So I think he does have potential to be a pretty decent pitcher again.
Fucking watch him have like a FIP of like 5 points.
Dick. I mean, at least his contract.
Is anyone going to go?
Bumgarner.
I mean, he's going, but you won't shut the fuck up. So.
Has one of the best contracts in MLB. $15 million per year to play like shit? That's a fucking good...
I'll go.
Oh, you're lagging, so shut the fuck up. Carson, go.
Okay, so apparently the Mets wanted Arrieta, which I'm glad we didn't sign him just because he's washed. And he, personally, I don't think he really thinks before he speaks most of the time. But anyways... I guess it's not that bad since maybe he can be like, I guess a solid like fifth starter or fourth starter. I don't really know where they. I'd say he's fourth because they got that one Pirates dude. $6.6 million is kind of an overpay, but it's not really like a massive. Considering it's 1 year, it's not like, 2 years or anything. So, I guess it's a good signing. I don't know. Okay, signing. It's a cool to have a reunion, though. That's all I have to say.
Just from the suck ass.
He'll probably pitch better than Bumgarner.
He probably will, actually. I wouldn't be surprised.
Alright, you done, right?
Is he gonna fucking go?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, I was making sure he's done. I mean, I'm not a fucking dick like you. I don't just interrupt people.
Okay, let me read out your school address, book.
What?
No.
Let me read out your school address? No.
Dick.
You're such a little prick. Thing is, my school address is the same as Mason's, so.
Okay, you're baiting Mason out too, so good luck.
Huh?
You're baiting Mason out too. So good luck.
Can we get along with the show? Indianapolis.
Yeah, can I go along with this fucking. Right,
Scribbler Community College. Scribbler Community College.
Oregon
like,
State.
Someone go and he just starts talking. Like, that's what he does.
Okay, next story, and we're waiting on you.
Yeah, I'm moving on to the next story.
Fucking speak!
Let's go Paxton to the Mariners.
Oh, fucking that shit. Fucking stupid.
Alright, go ahead, you fucking idiot.
That's all I have to say. Fucking stupid.
Alright, Mason, go ahead.
Well, I don't know why he would... Well, I can understand why he went back, but not really, because...
Why would he go to a shit
because
team like the Mariners?
Because that's who he played for before. I guess he just...
Yeah, I fucking know. Okay,
can I talk?
He goes to the Diamondbacks, shittier team.
Can I talk?
A shittier team like the Diamondbacks. No, you can't.
Dick. Anyways, I guess we love for him to go back there, he must have really liked it there. Because I don't see why he'd want to go to... What was it, a one-year deal?
Yeah.
I don't see why he'd want to go there in a one-year deal, considering they're not going to be contending even close.
Okay, so I'm kind of sad because I wanted him to be a Met, because I wanted him more than Bauer. Like, I'm the only fan in our fan base that wanted him. But anyways, I don't see why we didn't. Well, I can see why he went to Seattle, because it's not only because he liked it, but keep in mind, pitching in New York is not easy. Seattle, there's like, what, no fans there? So it's, like, you get what I'm saying, right?
So when you fuck up, you have no one calling you the N-word.
Yeah, basically, it's like what happened with, like, you notice how Edwin Diaz, when he left Seattle, he became worse.
Corey Hunter, is that his name right?
Yeah. But anyways, I guess it's a good signing since it's 1 year, so, and like maybe they can try and trade him for a good prospect if he does good, which he will. So, solid signing, doesn't, kind of came out of nowhere, but still good.
I agree with Jaime, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Wait, he actually agreed with me. Wait a minute. Isn't that right?
Fucking asshole.
He could have went to like a contender. The Angels could have overpaid for him, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I bet they would have rather overpaid for him than overpay for Bauer.
overpaid for Alex Cobb.
Yes. Fucking genius.
I don't remember Quintana's contract. I'm pretty sure he was overpaid too.
All right, so this is a bullshit signing. What the hell are we talking about, man? Let's see.
How the Dodgers might fill out Clayton Kershaw, because fuck Clayton Kershaw, says the Dodgers.
And we need to talk about fucking
Paul. Yeah, I'll go first.
You don't want to fucking tell you to, all right? You can go first. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't really get it since, like, what he's like. So I'll look at the full. Let me find the full tweet with the contract details, the signing, since he's like, since Pilar's not good at all, and we already signed Almora.
But anyways, just when they get DFA'd in spring.
Well, neither him or Pilar are good, so.
I'd rather have Pilar.
Pick your poison.
I'd have Pilar than Almora. Right,
that's all I have to say. Yeah.
Oh, now
I'm I've been saying that for like the last 2 years, idiot.
If you actually go back to like the past episodes, you've been saying for like 10 episodes.
Yeah. Apparently, the reason the Mets signed Almora is because like Chili Davis, our hitting coach, thinks with the quotation marks that we can fix it. But I don't see much.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's a load of
horse. When Almora got waived, I remember Mason, like, Zane was like, oh, Mason talked about how much he was good, and fucking Mason, as I quote, he said, good. I always talk about how shit he was.
Well, he's on the Mets, so now he won't be going anywhere.
He wasn't going anywhere anyway.
Yeah.
Even though I've been saying all that, right, but no. There you go, putting out false claims.
Kevin Porter,
you're
alive.
Yeah.
Kevin Porter, the GOAT. Said,
oh, Almora's great at defense. I would say, I don't remember who I said was better on the White Sox. He's just like, well, Almora's great at defense. So then we can't say that.
Dumb White Sox fans think that Luis Robert's going to be the next Mookie Betts. I'm like, who the fuck he said? Dumbass.
He's going to be the next Yasiel Puig.
Oh,
no one said that, Jaime.
Yeah, that dude. Let's be honest for an interview. Let's bring him on for an interview to bully him. Let's just bring him on to go.
Shut the hell up.
Let's bring him on so we can bully him.
Yeah, we'll have him show us the boots his mom bought him.
Yeah, he's fucking living in the goddamn basement, motherfucker. Yeah, okay, I guess I'll talk about Pilar real quick. I mean, Pilar is like, that's the best way to describe him. Yeah, like he had like a 801 OPS in Colorado, but then again, it's Colorado.
Well, he played at Fenway too, which is a hitter's park.
Yeah, isn't he a lefty too? Because like fucking he's righty actually. He's a righty, so never mind. Fuck him. he played like shit in Toronto, like beginning of 2019. They fucked off to San Francisco just to play. Then he was in Toronto for the last like what 24 to like 30, and he played like eh. So he's so bland, I can't say anything about him. That's how bland he is.
Yeah.
He's bland like what's that cereal called? Cornflakes. He's just as bland as fucking cornflakes.
Cornflakes aren't bad if you put sugar in them.
Yeah, well, when Mason's case, he puts the whole fucking bag in there.
Frick, I put like one spoon.
Fucking 100.
Fucking dick.
Such a dick.
Such a guy.
Okay, I mean, like, I think one thing, for some reason, Pilar has a career on base of fucking .299. That's pretty bad. That's pretty fucking bad.
Tell Mark. Negative
14 DRS since 2018.
Bro, he's like the Derek Jeter of baseball, fucking Pilar can't hit for shit.
What?
Dumbass.
Baseball?
Huh? Yeah, I said that. I fucking said that. Quote me on this. He's like Derek Jeter, but like he can't hit like Derek Jeter or defend like Derek Jeter. Actually, he's more of a shittier defender. He's like Tatis, to be honest.
Both are.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying at this point. It's a shit signing.
Yeah, it is.
Pilar was better off just staying in Colorado, in my opinion.
I would have rather have traded for Kiermaier.
Oh, the fucking guy got snubbed.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit ass voters. Okay, guys, I'm gonna continue my role at the WBAA.
Surprised you didn't fucking like make a Springer at home joke and then Pilar. Like,
no, people did that with Almora because it was funnier. Since Pilar might, since well, neither are good. Both are. Like, go on Baseball Savant and look at Almora's Savant page and look at Pilar's.
So, has everybody talked about this?
Yeah. Well, not Mason, but I don't know if he wants to go.
I don't really know what to say about it anyway, to be honest.
Alright, so,
he's fucking bland. That's all it is.
It's just, like, it's just death, I guess. I don't know what they're doing. Bring
it right back to old Big Daddy Cohen.
God damn.
Who I've shit on for weeks. He does it again.
He's fucking pissed off because he's pissed off because he can't buy a new yacht.
The fuck? God damn it.
He's made more moves than like the
Dodgers have in like 3 days.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, bro, what? Hey, Carson, be quiet before he shoots up a school.
Okay, I'll stop.
We're gonna get to Lindor being overrated when we do our top five players, but.
Yeah, I know.
Tatis, you mean?
Both.
Okay, as we're going to the top five for position, I'm going to be the WBAA.
Well, do we have any other signings to talk BWAA. About before we get there, Jaime? Like, quit fucking.
Fucking, I told you guys, let me check ESPN. I know ESPN, a bra ESPN. Moment and a half. Yes,
CJ
the best.
Crone?
No.
Yeah, he's underrated.
He's top 14 base first baseman. But Christian Walker is top 13. Don't forget that. You talk about the Dodgers trade, how the Athletics traded. What was his name? Noose, is that his last name?
Kolarik. The
Dodgers.
Yeah, I think it's actually pronounced like Noisy, but I'm not
pronunciations.
Sure. I might be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, incoming Jaime bad spelling joke. Can we talk about that?
I don't know. Just what I hear.
The Dodgers moves, like with the Athletics trade and Justin Turner's re-signing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Turner.
You there?
Yeah. Dayton. What?
You are we gonna talk about it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so the fucking Athletics, they traded a third baseman. I think his name is Sheldon Noose. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Hopefully. That's literally his last name. That's literally how it's spelled. I'm not even joking. All
right, Sheldon Noose.
Seriously, look it up. Look it up.
I don't know if that's his name, but we're sticking with it. We're not racist. Just go ahead.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be racist anyway. That's kind of like how it's spelled.
Okay.
I could see why they should have kept him so he could become the next Matt Chapman. But seriously, why did the Dodgers resign Justin Turner if they trade for Sheldon Noose?
Because Turner is top you six first or better. Third baseman in the league. And they're coming
so is
off
this guy
winning
like
a World Series. Championship?
Turner's top.
That ever run through your head?
Yeah. Not really.
I can tell.
So I guess
Turner's extremely underrated.
He is former Oriole. so I guess the move was if anything happened to fucking Turner, I guess this guy's like backup probably most likely actually. Then that's all to say. I really don't care about who else the Athletics
probably
signed,
traded him because Kike left.
Athletics signed Sergio Romo.
Which position does Kike play again? Fucking overrated
motherfucker. He can play anywhere.
He's not overrated.
He
just never got a chance on the Dodgers, like because they have all these other guys.
Okay, next. You guys want to go or like that's it?
That's it. We gotta get to this fucking.
Okay then.
We gotta get to these top five.
Let me check what. Wait, Mike Fiers, the GOAT Mike Fiers, are signing with Athletics.
Mike Fiers sucks.
You sure? I think he's pretty good. His mustache, his beard.
Okay, yeah, we're going to top five. All right,
Yeah, screw Matt Harvey.
We're going to start with first.
Me and my homies hate Matt Harvey. All
right, well, you shut the fuck up so I can explain this. We're going to start with first, and we're going to end with fucking pitchers.
Yeah.
Can I act like the WBAA? Or the BWAA, actually?
All right, you shut up, because you're going first.
Okay.
Top five first baseman, go.
Okay, let's see over here.
Wait, don't you want to start with pitchers?
Freddie Freeman.
I mean, we can start. Okay, first, do you Freddie want to Freeman. Start with pitchers or do you want to end with pitchers?
I guess we're fine. We want to do pitchers then? We can do pitchers.
No, fuck it.
No, I don't. I'm not fully prepared.
Do you have
pitchers.
An order you want? Do you want catcher before first?
Just say fucking Jacob DeGrom.
Just start. Catchers, first baseman, yeah. Second baseman, right. Catcher, third baseman, Tiny, shortstop.
Okay, let's see. Number one, JT Realmuto.
L.
Number two, Jacob Stallings.
God damn it.
Hey, my opinion.
We all took our list seriously. You're just pulling shit out of your ass.
Number three, Wilson Contreras. Number four, Yadier Molina. And number five, Yasmani Grandal.
All right, can you tell us your real list? Seriously.
That was my real list.
Dude.
Jaime.
Okay, for being serious. Fine. JT Realmuto. JT Realmuto. Not Yasmani Grandal. Wilson Contreras. The GOAT, Yadier Molina. And Carson Kelly. There you go.
Are you being
just be serious. Come on.
Yeah, let's move on.
I'm not being serious. I told you I'd like the BWAA.
Okay, just say your serious list for fuck's sake.
That was
Jaime, you're fuck. What the hell's the matter with you?
I got all the positions except for shortstop, catcher, and pitcher. That's a little,
Oh, my God. You know, we all were prepared, and you just shit the bed. So go ahead.
Hard to say we haven't done either.
Go ahead.
Top five catchers.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Okay, cunt.
Not you. The dumbass.
Well, you're still. Cunt? All right. My top five: Grandal, Realmuto, Smith, bruh. Vasquez, and Contreras.
Any solid. Objections?
Solid list.
Yeah, Grandal's number one. That's wrong.
I would swap. I would swap Vasquez and Smith because of defense, but that could go either way. To be honest.
That's how I went, but we'll get there. Go ahead, Carson.
Okay, so mine is Grandal, Realmuto, Vasquez, Darno, and Will Smith.
Don't forget Mitch Garver.
I like him, but he's like
Yeah, come on.
Okay, that's... whatever. Top six catcher.
You're kind of clueless, I mean.
Hey, Garver's good. The fuck?
He's seven.
Not top five. Not top five. All right. Any objections to Carson's list?
Yeah, there's no Mitch Garver on that list.
Dude, you didn't even have Garver on yours.
Okay, but you guys are saying defense, but like Smith's defense is pretty good, and he's 10 times a better hitter. Like
better than fucking Jacob Stallings.
It might have been just me, but yeah, I remember seeing like an. I might be getting confused with someone else, but I remember seeing he had like a negative DRS for Smith.
All right, so I got Grandal, Realmuto, Vasquez, Smith, Contreras. Objections.
Yeah, no, Mitch Garver.
God. Yeah, you didn't even like that. You didn't even like mention him when you went. All right. No objections there.
Where's some Tyler right. Flowers?
Yeah. The fuck?
Oh, well, apparently he's good, even though he was a backup.
All right, we're going to first base. Jaime, do you have this one?
Yeah, I just put, like, nearly every position except for shortstop and catcher and pitcher. But you guys already knew that because I made my fucking awesome list.
Go ahead, Jaime, first base.
Oh, I'm supposed to go now? Fuck. Okay, then, fucking number one, Freeman. Number two, Paul Goldschmidt. Number two, eat my passport, Abreu. Number three, eat my passport, Abreu. Huh? For number three?
Abreu,
someone.
Hard. Oh, I'm going to finish the list and you can rip him apart.
Rizzo at four. And Muncy at five. Fuck Luke Voit.
You know there's guys named Max Muncy and Matt Olson?
Well, I don't even fucking care. Max Muncy, I said Max Muncy at five, and Abreu at three. My opinion of Abreu is too high, but I need to pee Zayden in some way.
Made the list.
What? Abreu is too high.
It's your list, and you're like, in my opinion, Abreu is too high.
Yeah, you made the list.
Well, hey, at least you're not like MLB nerds, and you despise like White Sox players.
I sort of do, but like I don't have him living rent free like his ass.
Yeah, he says he's trolling, but they just honestly at this point they just live rent free in his head.
Just say Jose Abreu won MVP and this dude will fucking shoot up a school bus.
Such a dick.
God damn.
Mason tries to defend him.
He's right about
Abreu. Okay, that deserves a bowling from me, Mason.
I mean, he's right about Abreu. Fucking...
Well, he's wrong. Well, let's start.
No.
But being serious, if I had to switch, one,
which is completely wrong.
If I'm a fucking troll, I would put Olsen top five.
Well, I mean, listen, Abreu's good.
Okay, but it's not. Shit, he's not over though. Them.
Yeah, he is.
No.
He is over.
No.
No. I'm a Mets fan, he's and I hate good. The Yankees, but I wouldn't say he's better than Voit.
And he's not over Alonso either.
Well, that one's arguable, but
okay, justify it.
If we're not counting 2020, I would say that, but we were taking 2020 in somewhat of account, so yeah.
Yeah, it's like smaller, but we're taking it.
Okay. Alonso
Rizzo over Abreu.
Abreu got better.
60 games.
Better because 60 games. There's such thing as lineup protection, where if there's there better hitters around you, then they can't pitch around you. You don't think that's a real thing?
60 fucking games, you cuck.
Yeah, like Nomar Mazara. Yeah, he had better protection.
Like Trevor Bauer.
Grandal. Moncada was great in 2019, provided protection.
Moncada did but better Luis than Robert, DJ in 2019. Luis Roberts. Fun fact, Moncada did better than DJ LeMahieu in 2019.
Moncada was great in 2019 and was dog shit last year. But we're not talking about that.
Oh, okay, cuck. Let's take 2020 into account. Let's not take 2020 into account also. Okay.
What? What are you talking about? I just said he sucked.
Can Mason say his list again? I fucking didn't pay attention. Just say your last three.
I wasn't going, asshole. It was Carson.
I said Mason, you fuck.
So do you want me to
I didn't even get to do going? Any of them.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, fuck you. I mean, I don't know what the hell you're talking about not taking 2020, but and taking 2020. I mean, like,
go, Carson. Don't listen to his dumbass.
Wait, do I get
both of his haircut? Wait.
Mason, go.
Okay, so I'm first baseman.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Freeman, Goldschmidt, Muncy, Rizzo, bruh, and Olson.
Yeah, fuck up for you.
Huh?
You say Rizzo's better than Olsen?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Like, if I'm being serious, he is.
I was getting clarification. I wasn't, like, yelling about it. Hey, all people here. You're a little prick. All right, Carson, go ahead.
Okay, so the top five is, like, pretty easy. Like, I mean, extremely. So Freeman, Goldschmidt, Muncy. Well, you could argue Muncy and Goldschmidt, but anyway. Rizzo, Olsen is mine. Also, keep in mind, I don't value first base defense that much.
Even if it's Olsen?
Okay,
whatever. Okay. Well, the Mets first baseman is Pete Alonso, so I don't blame him.
Well, kind of. We have, like, three first basemen on our roster, but, you know, we just stick them in the outfield, which solves everything.
Trade J.D. Davis. Hashtag trade J.D. Davis.
So you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I got at one. I got a break.
Did that get you guys? Okay.
No, that's the good. Thing that's is, funny, some Mason. White Sox that's fans funny. Be serious that, if you said that.
That's funny, Mason. Be serious this time.
What?
Well, Zayden, first of all, not Mason.
But yeah, that's so. True. Be funny. That was pretty funny, Zayden. Say seriously, what's your –
All right, it's Freeman, Goldschmidt, Muncy, Olsen, Abreu.
Oh, okay, still terrible list.
You had Abreu at three.
Yeah, what that's just so you didn't get mad at me.
Dude, whatever, man. So you admit that you made a shitty list just to please people.
Yeah, because you like to yell at people like an orangutan.
Dude, I didn't even yell about Abreu not being top five.
Bro, when you said Abreu at first, like, that was a pretty good joke.
Yeah, obviously I don't think that. All right, that's my list. We're moving
it's also a good this joke to have him at fifth.
Really interesting. Well, I mean,
you can't justify it.
I can't.
Okay, go.
I already did.
Yes.
You want me to justify it? So this list is going into 2020. I strictly believe Abreu will be.
He didn't tell us that shit.
He'll be in between 2019 and 2020 in terms of production. I guarantee it.
You Rizzo, right here.
Well, Rizzo will.
Okay,
suck.
Now I'll bet.
Oh, okay.
Rizzo will bounce back.
And Rizzo wasn't even that bad in 2020.
Rizzo, top defender at first base. Yeah, Rizzo, good offensive player.
Not that
they didn't be like, he sucks.
That's
a little above average, but go off.
Abreu's like...
Okay, then let's make a bet.
Abreu's like...
Yeah.
Wait. All right,
what do you want to bet?
Abreu's like Anderson. Do better than Abreu. Defense.
Will you shut up behind me so we can make a bet? Jesus Christ.
Rizzo will do better than Abreu.
Right. All right, name your stats.
Yes.
WRC plus.
WOBA.
And what's the third stat?
OPS. OBP. OBP, though.
Then we'll do both.
No, because we need to do
Okay,
three,
then we'll do five.
You all do it in the group chat and post it. And
pick the fifth. OPS. OPP.
Yo, Carson, you want to talk while they're arguing?
Fuck.
WRC
Hulu,
Plus.
Netflix.
Netflix over Hulu. Who wins?
Yeah.
WRC Plus, WOBA, and what's the
thing? Man, y'all are fucking bitches.
Prick.
Dude, you're a little prick.
Fuck.
I can't wait to fucking rip Marte to shreds here in a minute.
Fuck, I don't really know.
Marte has fifth.
Those are really the four that I use to
All right, fuck it.
Evaluate a player, to be honest.
ISO? Isolated power?
I guess.
All right, sure.
Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, we're moving to second. All right. Time to go.
Okay. Let's be fucking first. Is LeMahieu, believe it or not.
Fucking second, McNeil. Third, Lowe. Fourth, how the fuck you say Kevon Biggio? And fifth is Marte.
Biggio's
any disagreement?
Altuve, you fuck with.
What the
Altuve's
fuck?
Altuve's top four.
Altuve.
Well, if Biggio plays third, then I'll put Altuve, if that counts. But I saw fucking Biggio at second, so that's weird.
Where's your PED man, Mr. D-backs fan?
I said fifth.
All right, at least you didn't have more fucking...
McNeil?
Fifth, I can justify, even though he's a one-year wonder and second base is super weak. That's the only reason.
I'm going to say 50-50 chance that he fucking hits 780 OPS next year.
And you sucked him off
last
year. Oh,
dude, it was bad last year.
You sucked him off hard.
Like how you do with Abreu. Oh, yes, Mr. Abreu. I'll get on my knees.
His excuse is, oh, we all suck off our own players.
Huh?
I could have sworn you said that before. Oh, we all suck off our own players or something like that. I could have sworn you said, oh, we all suck off our own players.
Wait, who? Me or Zayden?
What I heard of my
bro,
what I heard
shut the hell up.
A while ago.
Alright.
War on the tree is that Zayden said we'll suck off our own players.
Okay, yet again, I'm just hearing this. I might not be fully sure, but...
Yeah, we're delusional. Go ahead.
Okay, so I guess I'm
second, second base, I have... LeMahieu, McNeil, Altuve, PED man, and then Lau.
I said fucking Low.
Yeah,
I said Brandon Low. My fucking
it's not
god.
Low, yeah. All right, well.
Carson, I have DJ, McNeil, Altuve, and Padman with Lau. That's on five or Low.
Fucking Padres baffled about losing shit when he's in here Cronenworth.
Padres champion will arrest you if you slander the Padres once.
Okay, I'll do that in a little bit.
Yeah, go DM him.
Look at the short
DM line. Him. The Padres suck, and then he's gonna expose you.
Okay, I'll go on my computer real quick. Okay, while you guys are doing that, keep talking.
Any objections?
Let's hear your dog shit list first.
Oh.
I mean, it's like, listen here, fucker. It's like the same as yours. Sadly. LeMahieu, McNeil, Altuve, Lau. Marte.
Bro, Marte's living rent-free in your fucking head. Get the
first
fuck out
Jonathan
of here.
Where's Jonathan VR?
Well, he sucks. First
yeah,
of
where's
all,
Jonathan
second
VR?
Base wasn't like... His second base didn't suck. And if Biggio was second base, he'd be above fucking Marte.
I wouldn't have any objections. Biggio's pretty good.
And Marte's ass. Like, there's a drop off after Lau. It's like, Lau, that 1 year wonder. Like, so. We're going third base.
Fucking hot take right there. Lau's will have a fucking drop off.
What?
Next, shortstop.
It's third.
Oh, okay, third.
Third, then short.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hold up. Let me fucking pull it up. Okay, I remember the first three. Number one, Eduardo Escobar. seriously, though. Okay. Number one, Alex Bregman. Fucking Astros fans, they'd be like, cheater. Shut the fuck up. What? You say something?
I mean, that's how you like, but...
Like in August?
Yeah, for like the first... Yeah. But like, I still admitted that the Astros did good. Number two, Anthony Rendon. Number three, Jose Ramirez. Number four, overrated Arenado. Number five, Justin Turner.
No, Chapman.
Chapman!
Well, I was considering Chapman at fifth or fourth, but I put Ramirez because fuck Abreu.
What?
Jose Ramirez deserves MVP, not Chapman.
Shut the hell up.
Chapman didn't win MVP.
So you didn't have Chapman in your top five.
I mean, I had Turner, and I was considering Chapman. I have him at six. I have him close, though.
All right, Mason, go ahead.
Their base, I got Rendon, Bregman, Ramirez, Chapman, and the man away from Coors.
Overrated Arenado. Well, overrated as of now. St. Louis fans, don't attack us.
Oh, no. They treat him like he's Christ himself.
Bro, they suck him off even more than how they sucked him off like Goldschmidt at first.
So, anyways.
Well, they suck him off harder now than they did last year and the year before.
Rendon, Bregman, Ramirez, Arenado, Chapman is mine. One and two are interchangeable.
The only disagreement was with me because I didn't have Chapman. That's understandable. Also,
all right, I got.
Shut the fuck okay, up. Okay, I stayed silent for you. I stayed silent for you before I said something.
Yeah. All right. Rendon, Bregman, Chapman, Ramirez, Turner. Not Turner, fucking Arenado. I don't know why it's
down. You could argue Turner and Arenado.
You could, and you can argue definitely Chapman over Ramirez, too.
You can argue Gio Urshela over Chapman, fucking Yankees fans.
Yankees fans, compare Gleyber Torres to Lindor.
Who was that Phillies fan that compared Rice Hoskins for Barry Bonds?
Oh. Almost every day. Yeah.
Yeah, dumbass.
Yeah.
All right, so nothing there. All right, sure. I mean, you said this one's not going to be good for you.
Yeah, you already know who's first for me. Tim Anderson. Bro, they're expecting me to say the other shortstop. Bruh. It's like a bruh moment and a half, to be honest. Seriously. Fucking number one, Trevor Story. Two, what's his name from Boston? Bogarts. That's how I have.
What?
Bogarts.
Say it again.
Bogarts. I said Beauregards. The fuck? Bogarts at two, Turner at three, Lindor at four, and the GOAT, Tatis at fifth. No, just kidding. Correa at fifth.
I don't see what.
All right, repeat that.
Again?
Yeah.
One, Story, two, Bogarts, three, Trey Turner, four, Lindor, and fifth, Correa.
Trey Turner is way too high.
What?
Nah. Man, you can make a case.
Not really. He can't.
I was considering Seager also. And Baez.
What?
What?
What about Baez?
Oh, at number 11, I have Tim Anderson.
Seager's. You'll see when I get my list. I think Mason has the same.
I made a change. But
go ahead, Mason.
Shortstop.
Oh, you made a change.
I go Story, Bogarts, Lindor, Seager, and Turner.
I guess no one's gonna bring up. Right. I have Correa at fifth.
I have him at six.
That's debatable too.
You can make a case for Seager over Lindor, though.
Well, possibly. No, one actually stays healthy.
I was going to say
that. Well, actually, all jokes aside, yes, you could make a case.
It's just too small.
Well, I mean, it's not like Lindor's been a fucking world beater the last 2 years.
You do realize
Wait, woman beater or world beater?
Had a 730 OPS before 2019. Like what? Like, wasn't he pretty below average before? Tim Anderson.
Who are you talking about? Yeah, you just think players can't improve. Is that all right? You don't.
Wait, didn't say woman beater about Lindor?
What?
I thought I heard him say woman beater.
I said a world.
Okay, about say. Boy, it's kind of sus.
God
Sussa Mongoose.
All right, so what the hell? All right, go ahead, Carson.
I had Story at one, Lindor at two, and Xander Bogaerts at three.
Hold it.
And then,
oh my god,
Seager and Correa.
Oh my god,
where's Tatis at though, guys?
He's San Diego.
Oh my god. What?
Fucking joking. I'm joking. We all know Tatis is overrated, except for Padres fans.
I mean,
dumb baseball nerd.
Bogaerts is underrated as hell.
What?
I agree with that. Because people are acting like he, just because he, like, they're forgetting that he's not a good defender, like, at all.
All right. My list goes
Tim Anderson.
Dude. Rendon, what? Bregman, Chapman.
Zayden moment.
Stop.
Zayden moment. Zayden
moment. Put that in his Twitter bio. Zayden moment. His Twitter bio. All
right. Suck off time now. All right.
What?
Story, Bogart. Can I go?
Yeah, Zayden moment. Go.
Dude. God. Story, Bogaerts, Seager, Lindor, Turner.
Okay, next. Yeah, right. Next, please.
Left field.
Wait, hold up.
Left field's weak.
Where am I talking?
So weak.
Yeah, because you have fucking Kyle Schwarber at left field. Pretty weak. Dick. Okay, even though I like Dave Peralta, he's actually not top five, believe it or not. So I don't think you guys are ripping on my ass. Yeah, fucking Peralta, top 10 outfielder, fucking top 10 at best. Number one, Yelich over Brantley, obviously. But seriously, okay, number one, Christian Yelich. Number two, Mark Canna. Number three, what?
Canna.
What?
All right. Go ahead, man. You
what? Can's pretty good.
Go ahead. I want to hear the rest of your
okay,
list.
Three, Brantley. Fucking four, Ozuna. And five, Winkler. Or Winker. Winker? The fuck you say his name? Winker. Winkler. Sorry, Yankees fans, but no Winker in my Clint top Frazier.
I had him like a moment.
Weapon. Yeah, it's probably what I 11 or something.
Sorry, Yankees fans. No Clint Frazier.
All right. So you want to justify Brantley over...
Not really.
I mean...
I said...
Damn it.
Such a dick. All right.
Left field, I had Yelich, Brantley, Canna, Ozuna, and Pham.
Enough fame. All right, Carson, go ahead.
Yelich, Brantley, Canna, Ozuna, fam. So, because this position is so shallow, so it's pretty much. And no, I made mine before Mason did, I'm pretty sure.
When'd you make yours?
I think the first.
I made mine. In
the... I think the first four.
He made his right now.
Pretty.
I made mine in like January.
What'd he say?
All right. Well, I think the first four are pretty easy. Yelich, Brantley, Canna, even though Jaime has
Canna. Canna is underrated.
He is. That's why he's third over Ozuna. Ozuna fourth. And, do I say it? Aloy?
Dude. Don't.
Minutes fifth.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Offensively, he may be top five, but since he can't field for his life, I don't know if he's.
Yeah,
he's a Tim Anderson of left fielders.
So, I'm gonna go.
Am I wrong? Answer that right now.
I'm gonna say my fifth one, Austin Meadows.
Yeah, he's good.
Meadows, six or seven. I mean,
what?
Me?
Who's your six?
Smith.
Yeah.
Dominic Smith?
Dom. Sorry, well, I got Meadows.
Okay.
He sucks.
Oh.
Oh, but he has a Meadows over like Smith. Him. Get out of here.
I just don't like
Okay, him. We don't like you either. Right. Keep going.
I don't like Ketel Marte, but I had him at 4.
I have him Meadows at 8.
Well, I mean, for 2020, that's just blasphemous. Okay.
I have Jimenez at 9 over Clint Frazier.
I have him at 9.
All right. Meadows at 5. All right. Center field, I think.
This is a fucking easy one.
Well, yeah, but we're still going to do it.
No.
The bottom two could be interesting. Go ahead.
Okay, fucking Mike Trout, number 2. He's joking.
Joking.
Mike Trout, number 1. Cody Bellinger, number 3. My last year, debatable, but number 3, Verdugo, 4th, Springer, 5th, Mo.
What?
What?
Huh?
What?
What? Huh? What? Huh? Huh? What?
Where's Shake Marisnik?
What was your third? Wait, say your third.
Verdugo?
Oh, my God. What?
The fuck, I mean.
I'm fucking serious.
How do you ever do go over fucking Springer?
I don't know. I want to be different. I'm built different, guys.
You like a t-shirt.
Fucking dabbing 2020. Teacher moment.
Alright.
Center field, I have Trout, Bellinger, Springer, Nimmo, and Laureano.
Laureano? I'm at 6.
All right. You had Verdugo at 3, so I don't want to hear you complain about anything.
Yeah, that just takes away your credit. Okay. So.
Homo.
Plus, Verdugo's a right fielder.
Dude!
We have big place in there, too.
Hmm?
Okay, but I think Bradley's going back, so
yeah, it looks like Bradley's trying to
go ahead.
Okay, so
he'd be center field.
Hold on, let me find my list because I was in. Okay, so Trout, Springer, Bellinger, Nimmo, and Hicks.
Springer, yeah. Bellinger.
I can see. I have Hicks at 6, but I make my case for Laureano over Hicks because their hitting stats are so similar. I know Laureano has a little less at bats, but Laureano's defense is so much better. So I think he makes a case to be better than Hicks.
Yankees fans disagree with you.
So,
yeah.
So Carson. So when we were talking about fucking Lindor and Seager, you're just like, well, Seager can't stay healthy. Well, I mean, Hicks can't either. So that's double standards.
Yet again, shortstop is stacked. Like center field is so shallow that Harrison Bader is top 15.
Still, health. You're just saying health matters here, but it doesn't matter here.
I'll put Laureano over Hicks really quick.
No, I didn't say it. No, I was just presenting it. Okay, just fuck it. All right, I got Trout, dot, space, well, no, space, Bellinger, space, Springer.
And then I don't think there's a huge space between Bellinger and Springer right now, but
space. Yeah, I would say like space, just one
space. Maybe half a space.
But like Trout's like space. All right, I was just emphasizing.
Plus, not giving us off the fact that Cody Bellinger's shit in the playoffs, except for that one year.
Playoff sets mean little to nothing when making lists or rankings.
No. All right, then Nimmo and Orion. So, what are we? fucking
Bellinger and right Springer field, have all right, similar hitting stats. It's just Bellinger's better defensively.
Yeah.
All right.
Like their hitting stats are really right similar.
Field, this is
yeah. There's a reason why them will be stuck off Bellinger. Next one.
So. He's marked. So on right field, there's. There seems to be a big gap between five and
right
six.
Right field is kind of stacked, right in my field, opinion. So. Well, one, well, sort of. Top five, yeah.
I'd say there's a gap between seven and eight, maybe six and seven, but.
So who's that for Porto? Well, fuck.
I have fucking Yastrzemski.
Oh, yeah, you said you can make a cake. Well, you just said, fuck.
Delete. We'll do, go delete yourself.
Who, me?
No, I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. Don't take it seriously.
Oh, it's because I said Yastrzemski at six and Conforto at seven.
No, it's because someone like I heard Zayden. He like tried. Never mind. Actually.
Yeah. What
okay. Let me go pick one Mookie, two Juan Soto, number three Ronald Acuna. Number four, Bryce Harper. And number five, Aaron Judge.
Judge is too low.
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have him there because Judge has, like, injury history. I'm not like Carson.
Well, I know he's been injured, but, like, if it makes sense, like, he's...
I'll put him at four. If we're gonna say this list, theoretically, if they weren't injured, then, yeah, I put Judge at four. But I took his injury history into account.
Well, he's better. He's better than Soto.
Judge? The fuck?
Yeah. Defense.
Here we go again. I just remember when we argued about
Oh, that was like a year ago. My God. Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
There's a slight gap in hitting.
It was during the 2020 season.
Okay, so there's just.
And there's still a case. There's still a case to be made that I think.
So, okay. So my list is disputed within Soto and Judge. So where do you put? Okay, well, actually, I'll wait for your guys' list. Actually, but four and five, I don't know. Can okay, let me say this again? Four, I have Bryce Harper, and five, I have Judge.
All right.
Go ahead, Chilo, I had Betts, Judge, Soto, Acuna, and Harper.
See, he made the case. All right, go ahead, Carson.
Betts, Soto. Wait, actually, Judge, Soto, Acuna, and Harper.
So wait, you got the same list as Mason, right?
Yeah.
Covered.
All right. Well, I have the same list as both of you. I got Betts, Judge, Soto, Acuna, Harper.
Basically the same thing. Like basically, top five's easy. It's just that after that, it's like pretty debatable.
I mean, Jaime, you act like it's not even close.
I never said that.
Judge.
It's close offensively, but
defense. That's the way you act.
I mean, Judge is better, but he can't stay healthy. I'm not sure if it's just his body, like he's his body, or just because the Yankees medical staff is terrible.
Fucking 6'7". Fucking.
Want me to see my bottom five now? Yeah. Like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or what?
No.
No. Okay.
No. All right. Well, fuck. We had to do DH.
Oh, fuck. That's a position I didn't do either. Fuck.
No one keeps DH. Let's just skip that.
Well, go ahead.
Can we do pitcher? I'm more confident with pitcher.
No, we're doing DH.
Oh, fucking God. I didn't do this fucking list. God damn it.
He's gonna make us do the lamest position.
Okay. Number one, fucking. Tim Anderson, number two.
He should be DH.
I can't.
I mean, he should be DH with his fielding numbers.
Exactly. he gets a joke. He gets a joke. Yeah. Fucking fuck.
Quit fucking stalling. I mean, that's what you're doing.
Okay, quit then. Stalling. Fucking one, Nelson Cruz. Two, does Jordan count? Because I know he got fucking injured to shit.
Yes.
I have him at two.
Yeah, but there's this guy named JD.
Well, I have too, JD at three. I have JD at three.
Well, I mean,
What? JD at three? Stupid. Go ahead. Okay, fuck you then. I'm out of here.
Dude, fuck you.
Let's see. Let's see what else we got. Fucking Eloy Jimenez should be playing DH, to be honest. So I'm at four. Then Marcelo Zuna at five. There you go.
Zuna's not. Zuna's off the old.
Wait, who'd you Azuna. Put at five?
Huh.
What?
What you gonna punch a tree or what? Your wall?
I can't justify.
They have DH down.
Before I send my list.
If I get a list down, it'd actually be decent.
Before I send my list, I want to talk about the Judge and Soto thing. Okay, so from 2018 through 2020, Soto had 1,349 plate appearances, okay? Judge had 1,059. Okay, Judge only had 0.2 less F4 than him from that span. A hell of a better defender. Not quite as good as hitting, but it's still... Yeah.
I think it's close. I think it's close. When healthy, because I remember, like, in 2019, he was playing injured. So,
I mean, I just wanted to bring it, like,
you can make
despite that's all. 300 less plate appearances, his WAR was only 0.2 less. Like, I know defense plays a big factor, but still, just as his ranking on the list overall, 40 DRS.
Okay, I got a list. I made a list in like half a minute. Can I go now?
Yeah, I spared you some time. Go ahead.
Thank you. I might have to suck you off now. Just joking. F you.
Dick.
Okay. Number one, Nelson Cruz. Zayden would disagree since he effed off to the Twins again. Number two, JD Martinez. Number three, Alvarez. Number four, Giancarlo Stanton. I made sure to say it right. And what do you say? Yeah, I know. On purpose. And I was debating between Soler and fucking Ohtani, but I have Soler at fifth. Any disagreements? Yes?
No, I agree with everything.
Sounds like a carbon copy of my list.
Oh, yeah, I'm spying you through your camera. Want me to see your address also? you had Solera fifth? I didn't expect you to put Solera fifth.
I'm an unbiased person.
Okay, so DH is Cruz, Martinez, Stanton, Alvarez, and Solera.
Former Cub.
All right, go ahead, Carson. Next.
One is Nelson Cruz, who was drafted by the Mets but didn't play with them. Anyways, JD Martinez at two.
Fuck's given.
Giancarlo Stanton at three. Jordan Alvarez at four. And five, Jorge Soler, but three and four are interchangeable. It's hard to tell for that just because of, like, plate appearances and stuff. Like, neither have played, like, in the last 2 years, they haven't played a full season.
All right, I got Cruz, Martinez, Jordan, Stanton.
Wait, sorry. I'm getting a phone call. It's an Angels fan. He's saying, where's Justin Upton at?
Where's Alex Cobb on your pitcher's list?
All right, mm-hmm. What are we doing now? Yeah. Top five starters? All right, I think this one could be pretty clear, but go ahead.
Okay, number one, Jacob DeGrom. number two, Jarrett Cole. Number three. Actually, three, four, and five are actually kind of debatable. I still have Scherzer at three for some reason. I don't know why. Then I have fucking Ryu at fourth and Bieber at five.
What? Ryu?
Huh?
Well, yeah, Ryu? Well, I think Ryu and fucking Bieber are interchangeable.
Bieber is better.
You're forgetting someone.
Kershaw?
You're forgetting someone.
No, Bauer. Bauer. There you go. Dude, I mean, Bauer.
Fuck off.
Steven Strasburg is better than Ryu.
Oh, I forgot about him. I didn't fucking check him out.
Jesus
well,
Christ.
Is Shane even not top five? Okay.
No,
what, Ryu, what, do you think, what do you think he's at? What, 6, 7, 10?
Like 11, maybe?
10.
Mm. Maybe like 10.
Maybe okay, 10. Yeah, but I'm trying to be diverse.
I kind of have him in top 15.
All right.
My top five Mason, is DeGrom, Cole, Sale, Scherzer, and Bieber.
Oh, I forgot about Scherzer, too, after he threw meatballs that one season.
God. All right.
Where's Mark Burley at?
Carson, go ahead.
Okay, so I have DeGrom at 1, Cole at 2, Scherzer 3, 4, Chris Sale, and 5, Bieber.
All right. Well, I got the same list as you do. DeGrom.
Why are you copying me, Carson? Says Zayden.
No.
No, I just like how you just you didn't have anyone on DH, and then you
I had to
shit out of your ass. Switched Martinez and Alvarez.
Yeah, I forgot about San and Soler.
All right. That was fucking 5 minutes ago, all right? Any objections on this one? Well, except for Jaime's stupid Ryu top five. All right.
Oh, this is.
This one's going to be interesting. Relief pitchers.
Oh, because Zane's going to suck off somebody.
Should I go first?
Okay, just before we go first, Zayden's going to have Liam Hendricks at first, and everything after that is just kind of, like, debatable.
Well, I mean, he probably is number one, so.
I messed up on my relievers list because it's strictly based off 2020, so I fucked up with this one. What?
Okay, can I say one thing? Hater is not.
I don't have him. I have him top five, not top two.
Completely asinine.
All right. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Me?
I mean, you can go first, actually.
Okay, number one, Archie Bradley. Two.
God damn it.
But seriously, number one, Liam Hendricks, a.k.a. I can't believe the A's spent their money on me, and they've spent their money on Elvis Andrews, a.k.a. Fucking shit. Number two, Devin Williams. I know, debatable, but he did pretty good last year.
Not even a full season of games.
Number three, Shit Anderson. number four, Hater, and number five, Hand.
The fuck is that?
Brad Hand?
Hand.
Well, I think I was thinking of 6 and 5 as what's his name from Cleveland? He says it with a K.
Karinchak?
Or
Karinchak,
whatever his name is.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I have him at like 5 or 6. So five and six is like interchangeable.
Why
for
is
me.
Your list based off 2020?
I messed it up.
My God.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, this list will be outdated the second 2021 starts because I have Shit Anderson at 3 or 4. I forgot already. Let me check.
It'll be higher.
No, it'll probably be lower because that dog shit Wolf Jay's performance.
Want your
next?
You guys are gonna hate
Sorry,
my
Mason,
list. I know Zayden does.
Well, I guess Liam Hendricks not at 1.
Yeah. Like four,
I looked at 2018 through 2020, so.
That's, Mason's list is probably better than mine's. Actually, it's guaranteed to be better than mine's.
Liam Hendricks got designated for assignment.
Well, yeah, yours was Dana probably shit. Dana probably had Aaron Bummer at like top five.
Just because one player didn't play in 2018 doesn't mean I should make the base of it 2019, 2020, when for everybody else I'm doing 2018.
I mean, it's like Jaime's argument with Ketel Marte a year ago. Like, mechanical changes. But Marte didn't make any.
What?
Huh? Oh, here we go.
Mechanical changes. Like, changes.
What were we arguing about again? I forgot already.
Here we go.
When he got DFA'd, he came back and was phenomenal.
What's this guy arguing about? What's this clown arguing about, Mason? Explain.
This bullshit.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, you guys are going to hate it. Here,
so go ahead.
Zayden Wall, guaranteed. I already know he does, but I'm going Hader, Anderson, Yates, Hendricks, and Diaz.
Disaster.
The base no Chapman is 2018 through 2020.
No Chapman.
I think the year that we all know that we're going to put the most stock into is 2019.
I mean, you could put stock into 2018 too, so.
I actually think 2020 and 2018
are
on even par.
Excuse me? It says you.
Yeah, they are. 2018 was like, it was 2.5 years ago. So, I mean, I guess I'm not saying you can't make a case for those guys.
No, above. If I was going 2019,
I'm surprised you did.
And up, he would be. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm pretty sure he would be above Yates, maybe Anderson, and Hader.
I like the case.
Okay, if it was 2019 like and 2020, it would be Hendricks and Anderson at the top, probably interchangeable. I don't know. I haven't looked at Anderson in 2020. I think he did good.
Presley has a fantastic three.
I wanted to put him at top five, but I got him at six.
All right. So
shut up, Zayden, please. Move on.
Okay, so at one.
I just said Carson. So go
one,
ahead
I have
fuck with
Liam Hendricks, the White Sox dude, the racist man at two. Well, actually, he's a good leader, so maybe I could swap put him at one. I'm sorry. Kirby Yates at three, and then Edwin Diaz at four, followed by Nick Anderson. Four and five are interchangeable. It's just that. All right, with me, it's like kind of like with, because Anderson got called up in 2019,
I'd
right?
Say.
Like, he was a rookie in 2019, right?
Who?
Anderson,
I think,
Nick Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's too low.
Yeah, I might swap him. And...
Certainly. No, you wouldn't swap with Diaz. No, you wouldn't do that.
No, I did.
So,
now we're all silent.
All right, I got... Fuck, this is hard. I have Hendricks, Anderson. Fuck. I'll go Hader, Presley, Yates.
Presley Yates.
Presley Yates.
I can play more.
All right. So, is there anything else that we need to talk about in this podcast? Are we done?
Can we talk about how the Whites? Can we talk about the odds
all right, we're
that done. Will be posted? What? What?
Oh, the Fangraphs ones.
The one that MLB posted, how the White Sox are second in the AL Central, like, predictably?
I mean, the D-backs have a 2% chance to make the playoffs, but
I was going to the Orioles. The Orioles only have a 0.1 chance.
I want to talk about the fucking Mets percent.
Oh, they got an 85, no. Didn't they?
What about the Mets percent?
I forgot what it was. Yeah, they're like 85.6.
This offseason's giving me 2018 vibes. Like, for Renpro in 2018, we were, like, so hyped up.
It was another year where we started off, like, 11-1 and it fell off.
Yeah, that was it. Cespedes got injured. And then there were other stuff that happened.
Let me check the show. Let me see the odds. The fucking...
Well, I think it's a load of horse shit. The Rays got an 18% chance.
What?
The Rays are underrated. They're getting slept on.
The Rays have an 18% chance.
They have one of the best managers, so, like, and a good lineup, so I don't get it.
Good pitching development. Fantastic pitching development.
The fact that the Red Sox have 47% is actually kind of hilarious.
Well, I mean, they suck off the Red Sox.
insert big market sucking off. Let's see. The Angels at 37.8. I doubt that because of the Angels. Let's see. No need to worry, Tigers fans. You guys have a 2.0 chance, a 2% chance to make the playoffs.
Well, they signed Ramos, so that's probably why.
Well, yeah, it went from 3% to 2%. Let's see. The NL Central is a joke because for some reason the Brewers are somehow able to contend with the Cardinals, and the Cubs aren't that far off from the Brewers and the Cardinals.
But I thought it was a fantastic division. Like, you are hyping it up.
The Cardinals.
Yeah, I know that, but how are the Brewers fucking close? Oh, it's because they have Yelich. I forgot.
These are two different. This is Fangraphs playoff predictions, but the standings is made by Baseball Prospectus or whatever, so it's two different things.
Wait, who? Yeah, the poaching odds. The fucking Cubs are third, and the Brewers at second.
Yeah, that's horse shit.
But Carlos fans slipping out because they're not 100% after getting Arenado.
Wait, so what about the Mets with an 81 and the Braves with a 67? When the Braves took the World Champs,
don't make fun of the
Mets.
Those MLB nerds will murder your family.
Oh my god! Actually, what are the odds that they actually do make the playoffs, Carson? Like, give us your percentages as a Mets fan.
Okay, so to me, like, we can finish second, but still not make the playoffs.
Even with the expanded playoffs,
Mets moment.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I thought they weren't bringing back the expanded playoffs this year.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. They aren't. Fun. They aren't.
If you fuck that
okay.
up.
Okay. Well, let's go through the lowest. Let's go through the lowest.
We have a better lead.
If you guys don't mind. Okay, the Rockies have a 0.1, which is deserved.
Why do the Pirates have a higher percentage than the Rockies?
It's actually true, even though... But because they have King Hayes. They have King Hayes.
Oh, Buck's dug out. Let's see. He should be back here within the next 1 to 2 episodes.
Yeah, because he up on his standings next week, I think?
He said he's putting him up on the 26th.
Oh, okay. That's on like a 2 week so. Okay, the Marlins have a 0.7. That's right. Deserved. But surprisingly, the Phillies have a 13.4. The Phillies drove like a 0% because F that team.
Yeah.
Okay. The Orioles have a flat 0. Straight up 0. Not like 0.01, just 0. Let's see. The Mariners, 1.7. And Tigers have a 2% chance. But they have Rangers. So. The Rangers have a 0.8%
chance.
They deserve that after they got rid of the GOAT, Elvis Andrews. No, we're talking about. Oh, the MLB of Fangraphs?
Padres have a 92? Like
the fact that Fangraphs has a 91.6% chance when that starting bullpen is literally not the bullpen, the rotation's like put together with Gorilla Glue and duct tape.
For the Brewers?
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like I don't know if Dan's laughing.
Watch
the whole. They're gonna pull off a Mets moment. I think the Yankees secretly hired the Mets medical staff.
They took our staff from 2017.
I don't think the Padres should be 92.9.
That's debatable. Either. I would say like 85 at most, in my opinion. 85 or under.
I'm just the fact that the
fucking Mets have 81.2, bruh. That's 3.5, bro, moments.
According to the whole sabermetric community, they like hype the Mets up like they're the best team in baseball.
Anthony Farella hypes them up a lot too.
Well, he went from despising them to like now he's like supporting them because like he's acting like he's not allowed to hate them at all.
Yankees like, or the Mets?
Them, just don't put. Just make sure that's not. Like, just make sure it's not all you.
Can we can we bully Anthony Perella real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck that kid. He's a fucking asshole.
He worries about the Mets. He worries about the Rays more than his own team now. The Rays are the new Mets for him.
Yeah. So yeah, that kid.
He acts like the Rays are the worst.
Yeah, team I could dox him right now. I don't want to do it.
He said the Rays rotation after they traded Snell was bad, even though they have like glass.
Yarborough, however you say his name.
Well, he's good. He's solid too. The Rays have good pitching development.
Anthony Frillo thinks that he probably thinks that the Cubs rotation is bad when he hasn't looked at his lineup yet.
The Yankees lineup is just a fucking hospital.
Oh my god! The best analogy.
Even
I've
the
heard.
Rotation, like you got Tyone, who I think can be good if he stays healthy and can pitch under pressure. Yep. You got yet again. Keep in mind, he can't stay healthy. Kluber, he's good, but can't stay healthy. Severino, I don't know what happened to him. Probably not healthy.
Did he beat his wife too?
I don't think he did. I think that's her mom.
Oh, okay. Oh, the big nose motherfucker. Yeah. His nose is like a vacuum cleaner, dude. Like if you're next to Herman, you can't breathe around him.
like Gregorius.
The blackest player in baseball, said by Zayden.
Hey.
And was to say anything else? No.
We're fucking in. All right.
On what? So
next week we are starting our predictions.
For the season, like award predictions too.
Zane's about to put the White Sox 120 wins and 42 losses. All
right, we're starting with the AL East.
Why?
For next week. We're doing a division.
Why a week?
When are we doing awards predictions?
What? We'll do those the last.
Why can't we just do the AL in general, the whole AL?
Because we have like 6 weeks till the season starts. We need fucking ideas. I mean, so we do.
Well, how about you be creative instead of just not dragging out the division thing every week? How about you be creative? Oh wait, you're not creative.
Why don't we
fine. Give me like 2 days.
Okay, so the final division and awards predictions will be the last episode before the regular season. Yeah.
Yeah, like the day before. It'll be a long ass episode because we'll do the last division and then we'll fucking pick our fucking
all
World
the awards.
Series winner. World Series winner. And then we'll fucking.
So, okay,
that's
if
go.
I mean,
let's
just
fight
Barry,
so
we
can have Austin Hedges as MVP.
Yeah, we're
We should invite
him. The next Zan's new team in MLB Custom League will be the Indiana Mountain Dew drinkers. Zan reminds me that has anyone seen that video where the guy like I think like he
fucking...
either drink 2 liters of Mountain Dew, the Southern dude, the redneck. I had to drink 2 liters of Mountain Dew to get that taste out of my mouth.
Nobody.
Aren't there rednecks in Indiana?
Who cares? Who cares? You probably made a plastic girlfriend out of all those cans. You melted them.
God damn.
Mountain Dew is gay. Coca-Cola is better.
Such a fucking dick.
Bro, you can make a make a cruise ship out of all the Mountain Dew balls that can't be drank.
God damn!
All right,
oh, look, it's me. It's Mountain Dew, Zayden. Hey, Mountain Dew, Zayden.
You can make a cruise ship out of all those bottles.
Zayden will make a statue. You make a statue out of all those cans.
He could like form like you know Transformers. He could like form armor out of them.
We'll make an AK out of them.
Start our division predictions. Thank you for listening.